Hours after the North Carolina House of Representatives passed it, Governor Pat McCrory announced he will veto a bill that would allow magistrates to opt out of performing marriages for same-sex couples. But lawmakers may have the votes to override that veto. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
The actual text of the bill would allow magistrates to opt out of performing all marriages and registers of deeds from issuing marriage licenses, quote, based upon any sincerely held religious objection. The county would still need to have a magistrate available to perform the ceremonies. Representative Dean Arp, a Union County Republican, called it a necessary protection.
Really, the question is, should you be fired from a job or be subject to disciplinary actions because you choose to live your life by those sincerely held convictions and beliefs?
The text does not explicitly mention marriage of same-sex couples, but it's clearly the focus. Senate Leader Phil Berger specifically introduced it for magistrates who resigned in protest after a federal judge lifted North Carolina's ban on same-sex marriage. Vance County Democrat Nathan Baskerville argued the effect will be discriminatory.
If a gay couple goes and asks to be married in front of this magistrate, are they being protected equally under the Constitution when they are not getting treated the same as when a straight couple goes and tries to get married in front of a magistrate here in the state of North Carolina? That is the opposite of equal protection.
In a statement this afternoon, Governor Pat McCrory said he will veto the law, even though he opposes same-sex marriage. McCrory's reason echoes an explanation he gave on WFAE's Charlotte Talks in March.
I don't think you should have an exemption or a carve-out when you swore an oath to the Constitution of North Carolina or to the Constitution of the United States of America.
But while some House members were absent during the voting, if the same members vote the same way after the governor's veto, the bill would have just enough support to override it, making the bill law. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.